BBC Radio Australia.
And before I'm manager blo meeting one of your Jai Saben, yeah. I'm dive instructor blo Jai Saben too. I'm look out in Slack, come I sipping here, come I dive stop here. I'm so working plenty of assessment blo Solwara Reef. I'm in ecosystem na biodiversity lo inside lo meeting lagoon na to outside lo meeting lagoon. Between the coastal zone blo meeting both inland and offshore. On the coastal Nambis na offshore all islands here, lo madang. So he's well versed on the quality of the marine the coral reefs, the fish and the coral reefs, the stages of the coral reefs in Madang. Osamna is the right person to give us the update on the stages of the coral reefs. Now I'm Madang Resort, I'm got Nizlika contract one time Madang Resort, so I'm come stop on the Madang Resort na Andrew Bata, Kini Blong, Sir Peter Bata, ask him long. Me come na interview one time. Na two all one blah driving oceans here, long Sydney, I think, one blah professor, like him. Kim Blong, I'm come now walking reef dive, lo Kaviak, lo Karkar Island. Osemna, because me got project, lo Karkar Island. Say Peter Butler, I'm like him, Osem. Me must stop inside and find out more, lo this la. Expedition, lo this la, when I'm driving oceans, or like come now. Dive, lo Karkar Island, yeah. So me can connect one time more community and inform me more. Also not Andrew Bata Pikini Blo Lake Peter Bata, yeah. Inviting me long go meeting one time. It's the diving stocks, yeah. So me go dive one time, me go meeting one time, man. Yeah, output versus meeting, yeah. I thought I should capture it in the one and a half Facebook now. Share him so that wider audience must be aware of it. Also not me walking, yeah.
Na John Miller, yeah. I'm how long I'm stuck on Medang Resort na and me come up for some stop for some dive instructor.
He's been in the country since 1968, long before I was even born. Now, in the 80s, he was in Medang, one of Jai Saben. He was managing Jai Saben for some years. And then he left, and I think this year, Andrew Butler brought him back to be in charge of the Jai Shop Medang Resort.
I'm stop long time through lo Medang, I'm save good through lo Solwara blo Medang. Now, it's a report and give him lo you, yeah. One of thinking you kiss him, time you. Looking this like a report he come long can man or same.
I'm one of the complimenting this acidity level request me been put him go sipa na minoxim respond go sipa. So unlike long United Nations one of the requirements it must annual assessment long one of the or Solwara blo Yumiya lo better him level blo acidity inside lo Solwara. And I think WWF conducted a survey in 2012. After that, there was no assessment done until now. Also, now you look him report blong this dive instructor, John Miller. And me affirm him or confirm him, sir, report blong WWF for some status blong, acidity level blong, Solwara long Medang Lagoon, and me high is increasing. Now to turbidity level blong, Solwara long Medang, compounded by all petrek blong all man kandan long or residential areas blong all long Medang town as well as industries or some you may got James Bond, you may got Ardiken, Basamuk is not just the residence but also tailings disposal Kodan lo Solwara, all these pollutants is affecting not just Basamuk Bay but Medang Lagoon as a whole, and the tides are bringing dispersing all these rubbish. I mean, no stop inside long. Expectation long all mining engineers, I mean, stop inside long tailings and all that. I mean, no stop inside more long all ridges, yeah, deep ridges, yeah. Tide walk lo rousey more now, walk lo spread eastward and southward and whatever, northward, and only scientists can give us the detailed information. But as a diver, he's seeing that, and he's reaffirming the report from Professor Ralph Manner and his expedition team from friends who conducted a study in Basamuk Bay as well. So all this report blong, Prof. Ralph Manner and the scientists from friends, but with the WWF findings and now latest from John Miller, confirms and all points to the fact that Basamuk Bay, now Medang Lagoon is in danger of acidity level as well as pollution and turbidity. And then seals been dump into the ocean is killing the reefs. So the agency of the issue is that Yumi masigat pangla government agency, Kanosen SIPA or CCDA or UPNG or even Medeng administration has to establish a body that must monitor the quality of the water in Medeng Lagoon as well as in Basamuk, given the fact that we already have Basamuk MCC operating and dumping tailings. You go inside the Basamuk Bay, now you make a rabbit, it's a come out of Medeng Town, now go down to Solwara, plus industries like James Barnes, Hardy Canning, you have Alex Safin established there, Nagada establishment there, you have NGOs established along the coastal regions. All the time, all I knew is the coastal regions, now over there, pollutants or pollution from all ends up in the sea, from the rivers to the sea. And the sea is getting that pressure. Big the pressure of the pollution going to the Solwara, the Basamuk, the Medeng Lagoon. Now Yumiwokro going towards, we are, Yumiwokro go towards the establishment of PMI Jet, Pacific Marine Industrial Zone, all by walking the Vidar. In fact, Hardy is already operating there, and Besta Fishing Company and Hardy Fishing Companies all walk long up here inside of Vidar now. All the pollutants from all ends up in the Alitafen and Vidar. Now, all the salt place, the Rempi, the Kamokuta, long river, because from the Kranga, they were affected by these pollutants. Pollution. Also, I got big black cry. He came along all Saveman, also Ralph Manna, Professor Ralph Manna, and now John Miller echo him the same concern. WWF been raising through the scientific study research in 2012. Now me also one of the local NGO, Maskagin Tapani Association, we are re-echoing that same concern that the scientists and these expert divers are raising, so that legitimate authorities, government, they must take heed of the concerns that the scientists have raised. Now, old man, lo place, all peeling pain, but how about raising voice from all now? You know, legitimate authorities will address their concerns. Also, now, heavy blow line, lo place, yeah, me, also, mouse man, blow all. Also, on the local community-based organization, me, pirate, lo media, lo old man, he got sub-lo position, lo address them to the issues, yeah. Lo is addressing quick before lo lives are lost.
Emon plus serious issue true ya. Na boi plus petition make example osem work osem petition him all authorities or how we plus time to bring him equal attention belong especially provincial government start to level past time.
Me one of me writing one plus past equal long class law one plus NGO where me plus mas kagin tapani and registered one time all also one plus member blog registered member. So me ask him all in up provide him legal advice. Coming up now, me wait yet for this response from all. Once we lack some legal advice or trust law now, we will put a formal submission or a request or petition or kind of thing we call a government. So I'm situating the mask in Japan right now, law addressing the issue.
Me then, yeah, one plus plastic at name yet, so this last, one sorry state through him come up now, yeah.
Yeah, also talk beautiful Medeng, yeah, beautiful Medeng, law one of them, Bagrat, that, yeah. Solwara and Bagra Prince. That's why dive instructor, John Miller, in his latest dive and talk piece, turbidity level has increased rapidly, so much so that plenty of reef have been looking alive reefs now, robust reefs, lo Medeng Lagoon, 80% are dead. Now I'm talking to them, every year we get a white Christmas. In other words, corals are bleaching annually. Now I'm talking about 1996, this line started. All looking for 1996 now. They come in a year or work for looking for them. Corals are bleaching. All work for turning to come up, come back because of the impact of climate change. It blow. Sanya, I'm come down and cooking all. Atwara, solwara, na solwara, and boil go hot, no good through now. It's like heat blow, solwara, and killing all reef, no, all go come up or them, come back white. Low English also coral bleaching. It started in 1996. Now, according to John Miller, who dives in the sea since 80s, I'm come to Medeng, I'm walking, looking for Solwara, and now I'm come back, and this year I'm come back in a dive, and I'm talk. 80% of the reefs in Medeng Lagoon are dead. All die here. Silt, all the water, dirty water, come down low. Biggest now, 1101 bara I stop inside long. Start long medeng na kandran gogol na ekam kolkita lo bijes rempin na disto kita apia. Og na sil kandran ya am karma bi mo ripia. Now rip and die. So am suggest of them. Government must work boom one time or corporate entities na almost replant him or reef, artificial reef. I'm recommending him or same. Almost working more cement na go dumping the soil water. That long, cranky Thailand na bringing the reef na come go get a lo hid one. And putting more reef, artificial reef so that these corals, they'll grow on those artificial reefs. Kind of same lo one other island and one la balusia. One la balus been crest na lo time the Second World War. He got one balus crest up named long Palusia and Green Dragon. Na M latest when I'm a dive, I'm go dive here, I'm looking more nice flower reef grow ya. I'm seeing video blong em na and so me. I'm talking long is a balus long Second World War ya. Bombay am named blood balus a green dragon. I'm talking reap and grow healthy through ya and talk.
MPNG conservationist, when this last magun e talk.